broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The timing of this is off. We're sending women the wrong message because you know what? The technology is improving.
So it's a picture of you in shorts from a photograph that was taken for a runner's goal.
According to a colleague at Walter Reed Hospital, Hassan gave an hour-long lecture there.
What do you say to your fans who are desperate to know?
You blow it!
And that's just the way it is.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio. It is a trip through the looking glass of not only the news, but of talk radio itself. This is a radio show that you must give 2 weeks to. I don't think there's ever been a talk show host who's ever said those words, you must give this show 2 weeks, who meant it or who was actually, who knew what he was talking about more than I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about this show, but you do. In fact, I had so much fun today on Facebook, Bud. Bud Dickman is with us along with Robert Leonard, Jason Rantz, and Ralph Rodriguez, our technical guys. I was talking to a guy on Facebook who was ripping into me for the...
Oh, yeah. Did he yell at you about how you talked about Obama's kid looking funny?
I didn't talk about Obama's kid looking funny.
No, it was the other guy. Well...
We had Margaret Gray on, was talking about it. So this guy, because he doesn't listen to the show, he just wanted to be a friend. He starts ripping me an ass, and I had to block him, but not before I use some choice words. So my stuff is still there, and he's blocked, and he can't respond. So it's really cool.
Excellent.
877-876-PHIL. Sarah Palin calls the cover of Newsweek sexist, and new mammogram recommendations cause an outrage among women. A soldier refuses deployment because no one can take care of her child. That's in the news tonight. We have Justin McElroy, who is a junior at L.A. Canyon High School. He's going to be on with us to talk about a new film that's out that is quite the rage among young people, Twilight, as well as a new film called Paranormal Activity, and a conflict with some of the parents at the school over whether the kids can see this movie, and it does have something to do with the Sarah Palin cover, if you're ready for this. And, of course, later on in the program, we're going to be talking to... Oh, yeah, we've got on the line Marilyn Donnelly. Marilyn is with Adam in Eve, which is a post and pre-surgical transgender organization. We'll be talking about this Healthy Estates report that is out. And there is quite a significant list of states that are in the unhealthy category, and there's a bunch that are in the healthy category, and I guess you can guess which ones those are.
Well, is one of them, like, California's healthy?
No, California is not one of the healthiest states. You got to live in the Northeast. Vermont is healthy.
What?
Vermont, yeah. Because they ski and they, you know, they don't have the urban stress. I bet you it has something to do with big cities as opposed to little cities. But we're going to talk with her about that. You can visit us online at philhendryshow.com and watch live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of our show as well. And visit us at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow if you want to comment, follow along with the show. So you can watch it, you can listen to it, and you can also bug us with your comments, which I know Jason reads, but nobody else. Now.
Well, I do.
Well, okay, good for you. You guys get together. Every now and again he sends me one that he thinks is interesting, and he's always wrong. Palin angered by sexist Newsweek cover is the highlight here, and for the second time since Sarah Palin stepped into the national political spotlight, a photo of the former Republican vice presidential candidate featured on the cover of Newsweek magazine is sparking controversy. Palin herself blasted the out-of-control cover as sexist on her Facebook page. Now, why is she saying it's sexist? Because Newsweek magazine used a photograph that was originally intended for Runner's World. So it was not a photograph that she took for her campaign. It was not a photograph she took for a Christmas card. It wasn't a photograph that she took that she wanted hanging in her kid's school. It wasn't a photograph that she took that she was going to send out to the parent teachers organization. Frankly, it was a photograph for Runner's World, and I'm not exactly sure who it is out there in the big, wide, beautiful world of ours that thinks people who are dressed like distance runners are necessarily sexy. I mean, I suppose... But there are sexier things that a woman can wear than running shorts. However, the brain surgeons at Newsweek, you know, you got to understand something about Newsweek. And I don't even think Newsweek gets it. In fact, I know Newsweek doesn't get it. Time Magazine doesn't get it. I don't know anyone that reads those magazines. I don't know a soul that reads those magazines. I don't know why they're in existence. Not because they do a bad job, but because they don't do any real job at all. Folks, we live in a time where I can push a button and I can find out what's happening in Mongolia right now. Right, I could get a webcam online looking at Mongolia, whatever the hell it is to look at Mongolia.
I'm going to look for one.
Go ahead. I bet you can find a webcam in Mongolia and you can see, like, cars going down the street. Why do I need to read their week-old news? But nonetheless, Newsweek, as they struggle to survive, and remember what I said to you guys? I said that this is all of this stuff that's happening, one of the most important times in the history of our country, one of the most pivotal times in the history of our country, faced with all kinds of problems, and guess what else is going on? There is a media war going on. So that means that truth and information, facts, just facts, all of that is getting fed through a Cuisinart. You know, all of that's getting fed through the old slap chop. You know, Vince is banging on that thing, if you'll pardon the expression.
He ain't banging no more.
Well, I don't know what he's doing. Is he out of jail? I don't care. Don't tell me. Sarah Palin was interviewed by Barbara Walters and was quite vocal as to her concerns. Barbara Walters talks to Sarah Palin about the cover of Newsweek magazine.
So it's a picture of you in shorts from a photograph that was taken for a Runner's World magazine. So how do you feel about this showing you like that on a cover?
I think it is so cheesy. Had I known then that a picture of me in shorts would end up on the cover of Newsweek, I would not have allowed Runner's World to profile me. I think that that's, for me personally, it's a wee bit degrading. Newsweek should be more policy-oriented, more substance-oriented than showing some gal in shorts on the cover.
One of the editors at Newsweek said,
"Bull crap."
And then Palin discusses the recent job offer she's had for talk and reality shows.
I'd probably rather write than...
That's right. You heard me. I said it right. Talk and reality shows.
I'd probably rather write than talk.
Have you been offered your own talk show?
There have been lots and lots of offers in these last couple of months, especially coming our way.
Are
some
you
bizarre
kidding?
Things,
wow.
Some
like
funny things, reality shows.
You say no to that?
Nah, absolutely not. I would never. I would not ever want to put my kids through such a thing. Shoot, our life has become kind of a reality show.
You said no to that?
You blew it!
Come on, baby. Now Palin talks about the critics who ridicule her.
You know, Governor, it has been said, though, that no candidate was picked on and made fun of as much as you were.
Oh, there's so much bull crap out there about my family, about my record, about my state. And it really hurts when I hear the negativity about the state of Alaska and of course, my family. So a lot of bull.
It's still going on, this kind of
bull crap.
Ridicule. David Letterman, who is not your best friend, can you just shrug this kind of thing off?
Well, I can because those aren't even funny.
Would you like to go on the David Letterman show?
I don't think that I'd want to boost his ratings. I do want him to sell my book, though, so
and that's
I hope
just
he
the
keeps
way
it
is.
Up.
Yeah, it's fine. Barbara, by the way, can we get her some, I don't know, what is it, glue?
Yeah, she's got to glue her teeth in.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that, but she's trying to keep her teeth in. And nonetheless, Sarah Palin continues to be a fascinating topic for people. Why is that? I got no clue. Is she being treated in a sexist way? Of course. Of course. Is Obama being treated in a racial way? Of course. Why do you say that, Phil? It's America that I live. You know, how is it that Americans can look at each other in the eye, straight in the face, and say, why, I don't think Sarah Palin's being... Where have you been living, man? I don't think she's been treated in a sexist way. And the same goes for Obama. You know, and I don't give a damn if people say, well, where do you stand? You know, you're backing up Obama and you're backing up, I think, Phil, in the long run.
You blew it!
You got to take a stand, man. Well, I'm taking a stand. It's a sexist and it's a racist, not necessarily in overall philosophy, but it's a tinged sexist and racist tinged society that we live in. And when you can't knock somebody, you're going to have to go after their sex, their age, their skin color, their condition, their you know, whatever, you know, their haircut, something. We don't live in a society that is engaged in real nuts and bolts discussion of issues. It's a kind of a hit and run, man. We toss a hand grenade, we move on. What do? Well, you knock her for the way she dresses. You knock him because of the preacher he's got. You don't dig him because of the big fat lips. You don't like her because she's got that big ass, something. You go ahead. You try to talk to people about Sarah Palin. 90% of the people are going to start off by saying, I think she's a bitch. Why? Because I just they talk about her attitude. Like I'm watching that Fox and Friends. That's right, Fox and Friends. And that Gretchen Carlson, that blonde they got. You know, I didn't even watch it because I was just so amazed at the attitude. See, right away, I know I'm getting some in-depth coverage there. She didn't even watch the speech. She's just heavy on the attitude thing. She was talking about something that Obama did, but it's the same thing with Palin. Now, if you listen to Sarah Palin, you know that she is a conservative Republican. She is the darling of the conservative Republicans. And if you really want to know what's going on with Sarah Palin, you can forget all about, and I'm talking now about the people that don't like her. So I guess I'm talking to so-called liberals, right? Don't give me your bull crap about how you think she's this, that, and something else, and she looks like a slut, and her kid is this, and her son is white trash. You know, we all got our problems. So we all got a few skeletons in the closet, Jack. If you really want to talk with some substance about Sarah Palin, her politics, first, last, and always. And what of her politics? It won't get her elected. I bet you she couldn't get elected mayor back there in that town in Alaska again. She's not going to be elected president of the United States. The Republican Party knows it. All the principals in the Republican Party know it. She probably knows it. She ain't going to be president. I don't know what it is she's going to do. Maybe a reality show. Maybe a TV talk show. I mean, maybe that's something. Sell a bunch of books. Go back to doing what she... Maybe she'll become one of the great thinkers, one of the great minds in the conservative movement. I can certainly see that happening, even though a lot of people think that she's... You know, they throw off these words like she's stupid. She's not a stupid woman. They throw off these words like she's got confused thinking. She doesn't have confused thinking. She has a confused way of speaking sometimes, yeah. But if people honestly think that she thinks in a confused way because her manner of public speaking is a little off, then you got some problems. Man, I don't want to be around you. You know, the next time a freight train's coming down the tracks, you're going to hear that brr, brr, and you're going to think the horn's stuck on your Jeep. So that's where that's at. We're going to deal with this later on in the program, Palin and the Newsweek cover. And it's for you guys at Newsweek. If you ain't got your resumes going out yet, 877-876-PHIL, the number here. Our website, philhenryshow.com, to watch the live streaming video and listen to the live streaming audio and find an affiliate in your town. 877-876-PHIL. Let's see. Coming up here, we've got a couple of things. I mentioned we have Marilyn Donnelly ahead. Do you live in the health in the healthiest or what, Bud? Do you know how to spell?
No.
Do you live in the healthiest or unhealthiest state in the country? Well, we'll find out. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Anyway, we'll mention this movie. We have Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School. He's a young junior high. He's a junior class president up there, and he's going to be talking about this film, Twilight, and the popularity of this film among young people, as well as the Sarah Palin cover on Newsweek magazine. There are conflicts going on among some of the parents and students at that high school, and they want to go see Twilight. They want to go see Paranormal Activity and what's Sarah Palin doing on the cover of news. It's a very complex and very thoroughly American story. But the movie Twilight is basically a vampire flick. It's from a bunch of books that kids really dug because it's about blood sucking and there's a lot of really, you know, good looking vampires in the movie. And basically it's taken the entire vampire legend and just continued to churn out that sex angle. And I even read a review once of the entire legend of Dracula. And this cat was saying, and here's the real scary part. It made sense to me what this guy was saying.
What did he say?
He said that the vampire legend is really the legend of women becoming females, becoming pubescent, females becoming sexually active, hence the blood.
What do you mean? Like when they...
Will you shut up?
Hey, man, I'm a good graphic.
And the fact that when that happens, men want to control that sexuality. Hence, you have the women who are giving up their blood to this ghostly creature that is the, I suppose you could say, the ultimate man or the ultimate sex drive in a cape. I don't know what the hell he is, you know, because in the original vampire, in the original Dracula book, Dracula had bad breath.
You're putting me on?
No. Jonathan Harker in his journal says the foul breath of Dracula, so I don't know. But anyway, so here's Dracula, and he's bringing out the sex, the sexual desires of women, and who's going to stop this? All these men running around with stakes. And they're going to drive the stakes to the heart of this sexy guy, Drac. So that's where the Dracula legend has mutated to, if you will. And now we have Twilight, which is going to have its L.A. premiere, I think, sometime this weekend. Ryan Seacrest, you guys know Ryan, right? No? Well, doesn't matter. Ryan Seacrest was interviewing one of the stars of the forthcoming movie. A publicist pulled Robert Pattinson off of Ryan Seacrest's... Robert Pattinson off of Ryan Seacrest's radio show when he asked about rumors that the two co-stars of the film are dating, and that would be Pattinson and somebody else that we don't want to mention because we don't really, frankly, want her name associated with this guy, Pattinson.
What do you say to your fans who are desperate to know about you and your co-star, Kristen? What can you tell them? What can you tell them about it?
I can tell them to watch the movie.
We can't ask that question? Well, you can't ask that question to the guy? It's his co-star. It's a fair question.
Thank you very much.
I was just cut off for the first time ever.
The thing I can say to them is,
no, I don't think that's the first, Ryan.
Hey, thank you.
Kristen Stewart is the young lady who co-stars with Robert Pattinson. So that's the film Twilight. There's another one out called Paranormal Activity, which has a demon which just rips people's flesh off.
That looks going to be bitching. I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, okay, cool. And so we're going to be getting into all of that with Justin McElroy later on in the program. And we'll also be talking to Marilyn Donnelly from Adam and Eve, which is a pre- and post-surgical transgender organization. They're very interested in this new health report talking about the healthiest and the unhealthiest states. And here is Bill. Bill, you're on the... Well, I'm going to have to go remote on this. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, and what have you got to say, Bill?
Hello.
How you doing, Bill?
Mr. Phil Hendry, it is an honor to talk to the Clown Prince.
That's great. Thank you very much. What did you want to talk about?
I was calling in about the Sarah Palin thing.
Okay.
Just basically, you know, remember we talked about like a pre-9/11 and a post-9/11 world once? I would see her in a post-9/11 world as not being anything of a leadership potential. I don't see anyone looking to her for support or advice or any which way to go with our country.
Well, there's a lot of people who think she's a leadership material. They're all conservative Republicans.
I have to, you know, I really like Lou Rockwell, personally. And the thing is, like, I look at him and he's just like, he has this...
Who's he? Who's Lou Rockwell?
Well, he's got a website that has a lot of good writing on it, lourockwell.com. And basically...
Oh, is that you? Is that you?
Oh, no, sir. I'm just a reader.
Yeah, well, I never heard of him. Thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hey, you know, you want to plug your friend's blog, and maybe the guy's famous, but it sounded a little suspicious to me. It sounded to me, especially when that guy came on the air, like he was getting ready to pitch something, and I kind of cut him off.
Yeah, he sounded like I think he said his name was Bill, and then he went Lou, and then he went Bill again.
When?
When they were screening it.
Well, why don't you guys tell me that? My name's Bill, I mean Lou, I mean Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out. Anyway... Lou Rockwell, ain't he the guy that painted the paintings there of Thanksgiving? So that's the story there. Sarah Palin, she's never going away. You're just going to have to live with it. And what would you do without her, okay? And what would David Schuster do without her? More to the point, what would David Schuster, Chris Matthews, and all of those lame brains over there, they wouldn't have anything to talk about if it wasn't for Palin. And you too, Anderson Cooper. Oh, wait a second. This week, Anderson is digging up more war crimes in Iraq. Battlefield justice or murder? ? And there he is with that serious look on his kisser. I'll take you more seriously as a journalist, Anderson, when you stop playing caption the photograph on your show and you get out into the field and do more of that hard-ass journalism that everybody told me you did. Or at least they did use the word ass in association with you. Maybe they weren't talking about journalism.
Maybe you're talking about his favorite.
I'm not asking you any questions anymore, okay? 877-876-PHIL is the number here. The Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, as I mentioned, we've got more discussion about Sarah Palin. Next hour, we have discussion about what is the healthiest and what is the sickest state in the union. And we'll be talking about that That's a very, very important study that has been released. And also a sneak peek at Levi Johnston's seductive pose in the upcoming Playgirl magazine, which we won't talk about at all. We won't talk about it because it isn't so much that we think he's grotesque. It's just whatever disease that guy's got. I'll bet you anything, man, that thing will fly right off the page of that magazine right into your nose. New mammogram recommendations are out as well. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number. And states in New England top a new set of rankings, while in the South, you guys are lagging down there. I don't know what the story is. Might be the fried foods. It might be just some guy's opinion, you know. But here it is. If you want to be healthy, live in Vermont. Well, that's not exactly the story. The healthiest people live in Vermont. You may be as sick as a dog. If you have tuberculosis, for instance, and you go over the border into Vermont, you ain't going to get any healthier.
That ain't going to work.
No, that's not going to work.
No, you can't like have cancer and it'll be cured.
You can't have cancer and then go to Vermont and it's going to be cured. No, it just so happens it's the healthiest state in the country. The annual ranking looks at 22 indicators of health, including everything from how many children receive recommended vaccinations to obesity and smoking rates, and also cancer deaths. Vermont ranked first this year thanks in part to its low rate of obesity, high number of doctors, and low rate of child poverty. New England in general sets a benchmark for the country, the report found. All six New England states are in the top 10. These states have favorable demographics and an excellent public health infrastructure, including a large number of doctors per capita. Yeah, there's something wrong with that. No, there's nothing wrong with it, but I will tell you that Vermont, like I said, there's something having to do with the urban thing. Even though the biggest city in New England is Boston, and it's a big city, how many other big cities has New England got? They got none. And Hartford is a great town. I love you guys. It's not, I'm sorry, you're not major market, okay? 8 of the 10 bottom-ranked states are from the South, with Mississippi coming in dead last for the 9th consecutive year. Somebody's got it in for Mississippi. You cats can't be that sickly down there, man. How can you live down there and hunt for your food and stick your hand into a hollow log and get a catfish? All the stuff you got to do to survive in Mississippi and be unhealthy. I'm kidding, of course. Wasn't it Mississippi that sued the tobacco companies? Weren't they the guys that grew the pear big enough to take on the tobacco companies? Yes, it was. They have a sky-high death rate from heart disease and high infant mortality. In general, residents of these states are more likely to be smokers or to be obese. They also have worse health insurance coverage, fewer physicians per capita, and they live in areas with high violent crime and more child poverty. Live in areas with high violent crime? Mississippi? No, bullcrap. 877-876-PHIL. Leo, you're on the Phil Henry. Let's go to Leo here. I don't know what's up with the software tonight. Leo, how you doing, Leo?
Boston town, and Boston and very healthy, like you just said. How are you?
There you go, yeah. You're living in the big town, but you're keeping it, you're keeping the whole thing under control.
There
good.
You go. I think a comment and a question. Sarah Palin, if she's hiring me as her consultant, and I think she's pretty, maybe not an intellectual giant, but savvy in her own way. Her plausible path to the White House is not in 2012. She needs to capitalize on her populist icon status. Oh, right. Hold on. I'm getting pulled over by the police as we speak, so I'm going to have to hang
no
up.
No kidding. What'd you do, Rob? Well, because you're using that cell phone, man. All right, no
probably
problem.
Probably it, but I'm... All right, hold on. I'll talk to you later.
No. Yeah, call me back. The guy got busted by the man, so see you later. I hope everything's good. Wow.
What happened?
Got a cop pulled him over, probably because he's got the cell phone shoved in his ear, which is against the law in many states. I like what he's saying, though, about Palin taking her time, and I think she's got to get off the radar a little bit. And she's got to lose some of these attitudes she's got. I'm telling you, the wind is blowing in different directions, and it ain't all blowing in the direction that these conservatives think it's blowing in. That's all I'm telling you. Especially when we talk about all that social conservative philosophy that they kick around there in that particular segment of their party, it ain't going to happen the way they think it's going to happen. They're going to have to lose all of that stuff, man. Every day something else is coming out. The Mormon church now is on the side of gays. I don't know how much on the side of gays, but now they say, well, I think it's cool, and, they're human beings, and they get that. So now the Mormon church, which put all that bread into defeating gay marriage in California. Now those guys are saying, maybe they're not all that bad. My wife, the hairdresser. All of a sudden, Well, I took another look at it. You took another look at your wife's hair, is what you did. Yeah. So they're okay with you. Yeah, the gay. Yeah, okay. Now, what about that abortion thing? Never. Yeah, you wait, man. About 3-4 years, they'll loosen up on that one. And that's when Sarah Palin gets back into the race. The problem is, by that time, she may have, the bloom might have come off the rose, if you'll pardon the expression. And as far as that photo goes, Newsweek, why don't you guys find something to do? Like, maybe you could go into the wedding announcement business. How about, I got it, birthday cards. You got to use that printing press for something. B, it's a freaking running outfit, okay? So let's not everybody salivate all at once and have the pages sticking together because somebody else has got to read that.
Oh, my God. You're going to get in trouble for that comment for sure.
No, I'm not. All right, in other news here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show, we mentioned that this guy, the whole Palin family, they should only die as far as I'm concerned. Every time I read the name Levi Johnston, I wished I'd never heard of any of them. And this guy is about as stupid as they get. Everybody knows it. He's the best friend that Sarah Palin's opponents have got. He doesn't know whether the sun's up, the sun's going down. He's posing nude for Playgirl. Somebody better clue him in that that's a magazine read primarily by gay men. Anybody told you that, Levi, or do you mind? His manager, Tank Jones, and that's a very suspect name right there, said, and I quote, "People are going to see more of Levi than they thought." Now, that sounds like a threat. That doesn't sound like a promise. That sounds like some kind of a threat. Tank has said, quote, "He's ready to shock the world. The hell with 15 minutes? I guess that means that Levi is going to get maybe 20. Playgirl rep Daniel Narduccio seconded that sentiment, telling the Daily News, "We're thrilled with the photos we got and we're confident." This story, why is this? Didn't we read this like 3 weeks ago? What's new about this? Because there's new photos out. When the former Alaska governor, Sarah Palin, appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show on Monday, Palin mocked Johnston's Playgirl shoot as kind of a heartbreaking venture into porn. "I hear he goes by the name Ricky Hollywood," she said. Oh, this guy, he's destined for...
Think it's gay?
He's destined for gay porn. He's going to wind up like Dirk Diggler. He's going to be, I'm telling you, Dirk Diggler's going to have more. Dirk Diggler will have more integrity and more self-respect than Ricky Hollywood when this thing's done.
Man, you did that Boogie Nights, man, and what he did.
Yeah, you got to go see Boogie Nights, but I'm telling you, Ricky Hollywood ain't got nothing on Dirk Diggler. Dirk Diggler wound up, I don't want to get graphic with the plot of the film Boogie Nights. Go see it. And the way Dirk Diggler wound up, man, he's living large compared to where Ricky Hollywood's headed. He's going to do 2 movies, and the next thing you know, he's going to be hanging around parking lots for $20. I'm telling you, Levi, don't do it, man. Don't do it. Turn to Jesus. Something. Do something different. Become a preacher. No, that ain't all that different either. I got it. Get a job. That is different. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We've got a Twitter account. You can follow along at twitter.com/ Phil Hendry Show. But you can also follow Bobby Dooley at Twitter, twitter.com/ Bobby Dooley, and my own private personal Twitter account, which I only let everybody see, and that's Real Phil Hendry, twitter.com/ Real Phil Hendry. Then we're over at Facebook/ Phil Hendry, and of course our website, philhendryshow.com, with live streaming video and audio of the show. Coming up next hour, we will have Justin McElroy on to talk about the Sarah Palin cover on Newsweek, as well as the problems they're having with their parents at that school, and the films Twilight and Paranormal Activity. And the following hour, it's Marilyn Donnelly from Adam and Eve, a pre- and post-surgical transgender organization, very interested in the recent health report on the relative well-being of people in the various states. And it'll be all about health insurance, coming to us from Marilyn Donnelly. Coming up, a boy protests the Pledge of Allegiance. Wait till you hear this punk over the nation's gay marriage stance. This kid is either a pure genius or he's that Haley Osment. And Haley Osment, is that his name?
Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment. It's either him, after having gotten off the hormones, or there's something landed last night out in a pasture, and somebody got out of the flying saucer and is now running around pretending he's a kid. Nonetheless, you'll hear this kid in a moment. 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget...
Bull crap.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry.
Welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show here, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon College on the Newsweek cover of Sarah Palin, as well as the forthcoming films Twilight and Paranormal Activity. On the one side, the Sarah Palin cover on Newsweek, the adults are interested in that. What are the kids talking about at L.A. Canyon High School and other high schools across the country? Twilight and Paranormal Activity. Now, here's a story that would be probably just another run-of-the-mill story concerning the Pledge of Allegiance and whether they're going to say it in school or not, and whether or not it's really the kid's opinion or his dad's putting him up to it. But this is a slightly different one because the young kid involved here, John King, Will Phillips, I should say, he's talking with John King, or was it John King? Is this John King when he was 10?
Maybe.
No, it's Will Phillips, and he was talking with John King, and he's a very bright young man, and he sounds like a good kid. The only problem with him is he's got this attitude that makes me want to, you know, beat his ass. But anyway...
You blow it!
Anyway, here it is. I'm kidding about that. But let me put it this way. If Vernon Dozier was around, man, here is yesterday on CNN, John King talking with 10-year-old Will Phillips, and this child is explaining why he decided at the age of 10 that he is not going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in his class.
I decided that I was going to do that the weekend before... When I did it, I was analyzing the meanings of it because I want to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. I see.
All right. So what did you decide in analyzing the meanings of it that caused you not to stand up and recite the pledge?
Well, I looked at the end and it said with liberty and justice for all. And there really isn't liberty and justice for all. There's gays and lesbians can't marry.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of racism and sexism in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a very notable and laudable opinion, except even if he's 10 and even if he's a born genius and even if he's going to be entering college at the age of 11, where he'll be walking around like Oxford, 11 years of age with a beanie on, and he'll be looked at like he's a freak of nature. And this is nothing against the poor kid, you know, but that's what happened was these kids that go to like college when they're 12. People look at him like, you know, and then they just go into class yelling.
You blow it!
Anyway, here is King asking the boy how his teacher reacted, not so much to the kid's opinion on the pledge, just the kid himself. I'm kidding. No, how did his teacher react on the pledge?
So your teacher, who was a substitute teacher at the time, was giving you some grief about not standing up, and this went on for a few days. What did you eventually say to that teacher?
I eventually, very solemnly,
yes,
with
of course,
a little bit of malice in my voice... said, ma'am, with all due respect, you can go jump off a bridge.
How do you like that punk? And the teacher said,
burn in hell.
Because the teacher thought she was talking to Satan. No. So here is Will, and he's asked how his classmates reacted to his protest. How did they react there, Will?
Not very good. They've taken from what I said, an assumption that I'm gay. In the halls and the cafeteria, I've been... repeatedly called a gay wad.
A gay wad? What,
yeah.
What's a gay wad?
Like you don't know,
I really
King.
Don't know. It's a discriminatory name for homosexuals.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know what, son? There's one thing. There's a lot of adults that say those things, you know? There's a lot of them. John King, for instance, said...
What's a gay wad?
Now, look, I don't care how bright the kid is. That's a very sophisticated worldview, and if the kid is born a genius, it doesn't mean that he has a sophisticated worldview. It means that he's got a very sharp mind, quite obviously. He understands concepts quickly. I get that. But what that child was saying, I don't give a damn if he's got an IQ of 6 million, man. I don't care if he's Mr. Spock reborn. I don't care if they uncover pointed ears on his kid. No child has a worldview that sophisticated without, you guessed it,
burn in hell,
some adult standing there shoving it down their throat. And he was with his dad. Don't worry about it. And his pops is there all proud of him as the little kid is standing there. And he's saying the things that he's saying. And then he says, excuse me, my flying saucer's leaving. That's the signal right now. And he had to split. 877. I'm not knocking the child. You know, I understand. But look, if you want to put your child up as a symbol of something, if you want your child to be the symbol or the spokesperson, if you want your child to adopt and adapt the points of view that the adults have, if we want our children to be that way, then we have just consigned them to the life of freakdom. You see this guy with the balloon? You remember that jackass that they're finally going to throw in prison, whatever his name was? He had the balloon, and he using his children so he can get himself a reality show so he can what? Turn the heat back on, like Joe Pesci said in Casino? I'm going to find you, and I'm going to drop you where I find, you know, you degenerate gambler. Here is Leo. Oh, Leo, you're back, man. So what happened? You get a ticket for the... I bet you got the ticket for the cell phone, didn't you?
No. It worked out okay. You know what I'm saying?
You got to watch your language.
Oh,
the better word to use. Nah, that's okay.
Oh,
the better word to use is
bullcrap.
Just say bullcrap.
Exactly.
Okay, so Sarah Palin may force her way onto the 2010 stage. Is what you're saying?
I think so because she's a populist icon and she's the darling of the conservative wing of the party. And she's a very popular woman, you know, like Reggie Jackson used to say, as long as they're talking about me, I don't care if they love me or hate me. And her path to the White House could very well be to force her way onto the ticket with somebody, Gingrich, Huckabee, Romney, Pawlenty, who knows. Maybe the Republicans take back the White House in the next election. Maybe there's a two-term president. And then when she's 56 or 57, you know, having been vice president two terms, nobody can question her experience. And she's a totally different animal, still politically viable, a still young woman with lots of experience. And I had one question, Phil, if you can, before you comment on that. I was listening the other night, and you had the general on. I forget the guy's name.
General Galen Shaw. Galen Shaw,
this
yeah.
This guy, is he certifiably nuts, or was it me? I was trying
to follow
up.
What was he talking about? I can't remember shows from one day to the next.
He was talking about why Fox didn't hire him and why Fox News was an instrument of manipulating the American people for the benefit of Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, yeah. It sounded to me like it was...
Opens her legs on purpose, and I'm listening to the...
Yes. Guy. Yeah, this guy was saying that, you know, a bunch of sour grapes because he wasn't hired as a military, I guess, analyst, like they hire those guys. And instead they hired somebody else, so all he was doing was coming on and slamming Fox and saying that Gretchen Carlson was some kind of a whore, and it was nasty stuff. Yeah,
I think he is.
He's one of those guys, and we know who they are. There's some guys, most of our retired military and all of our military, they're great guys, and they're patriotic people. Some of them get a little nutty. Some of them, you know what I mean? Like Art has them on the show, and they talk about what the CIA knows about the Martians and stuff. I think that's Galen Shaw's problem. Leo, thank you, brother, for your call. I appreciate it. I'm glad everything is good. You know, that poor guy got pulled over halfway through our phone call by a cop. In any event, wrapping up that Palin, yeah, well, Galen Shaw, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, you should find out about whether or not Gretchen Carlson really does that, because I've looked on YouTube. I saw one. And
looked on YouTube for what?
Whether she's opening her legs up.
Oh, get out of here. That General Shaw is a fruitcake. I mean, she did drop her top once, but anyway, so yeah, you do all that stuff, Palin. And Leo, with all due respect to you, man, that ain't going to help, man. She could get on the ticket with Gingrich. All those people are old news. And they're still going to have the same problem that they had originally. First of all, they got to figure out how to get the country running again economically. All that other stuff is horse dung. All that other social issue stuff, like I said, is horse dung. But if it comes down to all things being equal, that's going to hurt them. Now, if they take a look at the political scene in 2012 and the Democrats have butchered everything beyond recognition, then the Republicans, yeah, they're going to waltz in, man. It ain't even going to be a, you know, there won't be any second round. Okay, now, I'm looking at all these reports about the stimulus package. Maybe it's getting out there. Maybe it ain't. I'm looking at an economy that is rebounding, and I'll tell you this much, and I got it on tape. When I heard people talking back in the spring when this stimulus package was first introduced, they were saying, that's it, Obama just killed us, man. It's a 10-year recession. 10 years, man. Now all of a sudden we got the Dow going above 10,000, signs that banks are lending again. Unemployment's going to remain high, but it's going to remain flat, that is static, over the next year. The fact is, it ain't going to be no 10-year recession or depression. Now, where are these people that were touting all of that? Where are you, Susie? Where are all the big economic brains that were telling us that that was it, that's the end, Obama just killed us with the stimulus package? Now they've reverted to this. Well, it's not doing as much as they said it would. Oh, wait a minute, man. I thought it was a silver bullet. I thought it was going to kill the werewolf. I thought everything was going to hell in a handcart because of that. Well, guess what? All right, we'll be back with Justin McElroy, the cover of Newsweek, and more. How are young people and their parents dealing with that and other questions? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Oh, yeah, Richard Heaney. Boy, that guy was hinky, that Heaney.
Yeah, he's hinky Heaney.
Phil Hendry.